Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. We begin in Baltimore, where six missing people are now presumed dead after the collapse of a steel bridge. Dive teams suspended their search of the waters overnight. Roland Butler is superintendent of the Maryland State Police.
The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water.
Crews will look for the bodies once the sun rises this morning. Are foreign governments trying to interfere with Canadian elections? It's a question being asked on Parliament Hill these days, and today Canadians with ties to other countries will testify at the public inquiry into foreign interference. Rafi Bujikanian has more.
The Prime Minister knew that his own security committee said Beijing had directed funds to candidates.
Last spring, the federal conservatives and leader Pierre Poilievre would not stop talking about foreign interference in Canadian elections.
As I've stated many times, we have no information on that.
News stories, largely by Global News and the Globe and Mail, fueled the debate, often citing unnamed national security sources or leaked documents alleging China did interfere in the 2019 and 2021 campaigns. After resisting opposition demands for a public inquiry for months, the government gave in. Commissioner Marie-Josée Hogg has mostly listened to expert testimony so far. Today, she will hear from diaspora communities. The commission is expected to hear a slate of witnesses for 2 weeks before it publishes an interim report in early May. Rafi Bujikani on CBC News, Ottawa.
Patients and doctors in Vancouver's downtown east side are calling out bad behavior by some pharmacies. They claim some pharmacies are paying patients kickbacks to attract more business. They say the issue has been going on for years. And as Leanne Young reports, some are demanding a crackdown.
I said I wasn't going to do it anymore because they screwed my medication.
That was enough for James to leave his pharmacy, even though they were paying him, he says, $120 cash a month. CBC is not identifying James because of safety concerns. He's now worried others in Vancouver's downtown east side are being taken advantage of by pharmacies looking to cash in. Pharmacies are using the payments to buy loyalty. The more daily medications dispensed to eligible low-income patients, the more money a pharmacy can make by billing BC's taxpayer-funded PharmaCare program. Authorities banned the practice in 2013. The College of Pharmacists of BC declined interview requests, saying in a statement they have long-standing concerns about incentive programs but would not comment on investigations due to privacy. BC's Ministry of Health says the last time a pharmacy lost its PharmaCare billing rights due to incentives was 8 years ago. Leanne Young, CBC News, Vancouver.
And finally, if you have kids or work with them, you might have noticed more empty seats in classrooms lately. A CBC investigation has found more kids are missing large amounts of school right across the country. Tara Carmen reports.
Laurel Richmond's son had a rocky start to his kindergarten year. He struggled to keep up with his class, especially in reading.
He said, "Mom, I feel like I'm stupid. Everyone else seems to be getting it."
Then the pandemic closed school for 3 months in New Brunswick, and some kids, like Richmond's son, struggled to get back in the classroom. A CBC News investigation found chronic absence rates, where students miss at least 10% of the school year, are up significantly. Maria Rogers is a child psychologist and Canada Research Chair in Child Mental Health and Well-being at Carleton University. She says even missing 2 days a month can have an impact.
We start to see more adverse outcomes for kids, both academically and socially.
There's little data on how many kids miss school, and even less about why. Rogers is part of a newly formed research group hoping to find those answers. Tara Carmen, CBC News, Vancouver.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.